I talked to you some minutes ago, maybe?
No, you weren't talking to me.
The assistant of
isn't here, sir. I've already told you that.
No, he's assistant. His assistant.
His assistant is on another line right now.
Can I hold?
Is there something I can help you with?
I already had started talking to him.
I'm sorry?
I already had started talking to him.
I believe he told you that you needed to get in touch with the people in Hong Kong and then contact us back.
Well, should I give them your phone number so that they will call you?
If that's how you want to do it, but we're going to need an actual list of names of the people that have opted in along with the form that they filled out.
Oh, the list is 500 megabytes. How could is it possible that you could get it? You could collect 500 megabytes?
Well, again, sir, that you need to supply us with proof. The fact that it's 500 megabytes is not our problem. We need to know that the people that you are sending this bulk email to have specifically responded to you by name and said, yes, I want to receive email from you regarding this subject.
Well, not by name. Okay.
Don't interrupt me.
Okay.
If you do not have that proof, your account will not be turned on.
Here is the point. They cannot say by name. They don't know me in person. But they have consented to get email from affiliates and third parties.
Then that doesn't qualify as proof.
I am their affiliate.
I would suggest you contact another service provider, sir.
Okay, refund me then.
Refund you what?
Refund me what I paid for this month.
What's your username? Just a second.
Okay.
Okay, sir, you haven't paid for the month of December yet.
I didn't? Okay. Okay, if it's
So you opened up the account on November 12th, and the account was suspended today, which means you did pay for basically a full month at that point.
Okay. Okay, well, I am sorry for your misunderstanding and suspending it. Other than it, I have provided the necessary document to prove you that I have the consent.
No, you didn't, sir.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.